It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
I think I want to use that term. And good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano.
What?
Charting.
Charting.
You know what? I love when I pick up lingo around here. It's like, because I'm so not of radio, right? Like, I come out of these airways and everybody graciously allows to open up this mic and, you know, hit go, right?
Right. Record is the word.
Yeah, whatever. And then the charting. Like, even you said that, I was like, oh, I want to be charting.
Yeah.
That's a great term.
Well, Mike.
Like, that song's not even charting. Like,
yeah.
I'm using that.
He's
I will be
super
using that.
Salty at me right now for
I
making him play a song
that.
That's not charting.
I will be bringing it to the forefront.
So
right now, I'm feeling like that Morgan Wallen song.
Which one? Because I
love
them all.
The one that says, I'm a little crazy, but the world's insane.
Well, yeah.
I'm a little crazy, but the world's insane. That's kind of how I feel this week.
That's like, funny because...
That's how I feel.
Just this week?
That's going to sum up the show.
Just this week? Are you drinking your caffeine to calm down? I know that's what you do.
Well, I'm doing a couple things these days. I had a great interaction. And by the way, I'm going to call them the boys on the boats on Geneva Lake that listened to the show that brought that to my attention last week. I had a gentleman, I was later in the day in church, and he asked Julie and I at the end of the service, what color we finally decided to paint our house. Like out of nowhere, just asked it. And it just took me a minute. Julie just smiled. And I thanked him for listening because I knew that that was the only way
right.
that he was able to get that information.
Right.
So for those of you listening, for the boys on the boat, I hope you catch what you're looking for.
Hey, I have a question, though. That color.
Yeah.
Do you have any of that left over? Like, do you have any?
Like on me?
Not
like
with
in my
you.
Car?
Yes, because I know you love it so much you just can't drive around with it. Because I want to paint my front door that color.
Yeah. Narragansett green?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
But it won't take a lot.
I just can't get Julie there. So
I know.
But I've decided that I'm gonna change my tack on this.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you have to. You have to be able to pivot.
Right? Is it gonna be
when you're trying to collaborate on all levels, you have to be able to pivot, and you can't pivot with resentment. You have to pivot with understanding. I'm going to say that again. You can't be pivoting and fake that you're pivoting. Like, fine, whenever you want. Like, you can't use all those messed up words that y'all like to use with one another when you're just placating.
Like, whatever.
Right? Yeah, like, whatever. Fine.
I use that one a lot.
Okay. Or, God forbid, K in a text. Okay, don't you ever K me in a text.
Mine is usually whatever. You'll go out of town soon. So.
Yeah, I couldn't get. There's no way I could get away with that.
Yeah. Well, Julie could get away with
it. But I bet she can get away with almost anything. But she doesn't. That's the thing. You know? She's sort of like, she doesn't have to play that game.
Right.
I'm pivoting because I think we're both in agreement that we want like a happy, like when you pull up, we want a happy house.
Mm-hmm. Not.
Like when you pull up, you're like, oh, like that, right? Not like, it's not like about being striking or like, you know what I mean? Or grand or any of those things. It's more about just like being happy. So I'm sort of redefining what I think that looks like from a palette perspective. And I'm putting together several pitches.
This poor woman.
But now that, no, but I know how, I'm getting a better understanding of from a client perspective, because she literally said, like, this past week, she says, you got to treat me like a client.
Ah.
Like, you got to give me the same level of visualization that you would give them, the same level of preparation that you would give them, because you're just sort of talking at me with this stuff, and I want to understand, but I don't do what you do, and you don't do what I do,
mm-hmm.
so why should I get any less?
Right.
And she was 100%
That's
fair. Right. So,
yeah.
So I'm gearing up for my big happy house pitch.
I'll let y'all
know how it goes.
Is she making you call her people to make an appointment? Because that's what I think she should do.
No, because I think I'm her people.
I don't think so.
I think that would be like calling me.
I don't think you're her people. You're too busy.
No, I think a lot of things I am her people. Because I hear about it when I get home. There's a lot of things that me as people need to do. So I think I might be in a lot of levels. I might not be her scheduling people, but I'm definitely...
That's a completely different term.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, big week for us here at the Design Coach.
That, yes.
It's playing into lots of exciting things that I actually didn't get the chance to talk about last week.
What?
Well, you know, I rambled on a little bit about a few things, but it was a good show. I was really
you rambled.
Listen, I was happy with. I was really happy with the cadence of the show last week.
Yeah, okay? It was really good. It's always
because
really
we're
good.
we're getting into this conversation, and by the way, it's. I want to preface this again by repeating this again this week that it's cutting a lot. It's cutting both ways. It's a very interesting time, I think, that we're living in right now. And it's not just the political atmosphere. It's the economic atmosphere. It's the educational institutional atmosphere. It's the upending of a lot of status quo that has just sort of been, you know, a standard operating procedure on so many things that those standard operating procedures are getting reexamined. And we're trying to make a determination what's working and what's really not. And I think what we're finding and what we're hearing on a daily basis is what's working and what's really not.
Right.
Like you almost can't escape it now.
No.
And, you know, this mindset of, you know, what we talked about in last week's show, which is, you know, does your home have the elements at the core, right? Is it built on a strong foundation of elements that you know are perpetual and consistent? And in some cases, virtuous, you know, safety, peace, calm, inspiration, love, you know, like there's all of those things. Is that baked in, right?
Right. And you're not necessarily talking about something tangible.
Not necessarily, but at the same time, our job is to make that sort of relatively ambiguous and abstract concept of, you know, loving your home turn into a series of selections that, you know, glues that together.
Right.
And what I'm finding in at least where my head's at right now is, where so many people are maybe nervous about what's happening, like around us, you know, this conversation about globalism and not globalism, about like fair trade and free trade, and all of these things that are sort of happening outside of our control,
right?
You know, those elemental things that we can't control that are inherent in each of us, the ability to love and push out good things that don't require, you know, they don't know a political party. They don't, you know, they don't know an economic status. They don't know any of those things, that those things that are inherent to us that are special, that we, that in many cases or in all cases are kind of God given. And if we push those things out in a really positive way, that a lot of the noise around us tends to fade and tends to be lessened.
Right.
And so it's interesting when we talk about the home being a sanctuary, which is really what I believe the best homes really are. You know.
And ultimately, isn't that what everybody wants? Isn't that the meaning of home? It's your safe place, it's your sanctuary.
It's very interesting that you bring this up, because I guess when you think about the definition of it and all of the components that make up what that might look like. When you start to unpack it, I think what's great about the business that I'm in, one of the things I love about it is that it's different for everyone. You know, the percentage of fun,
true,
the percentage of peace, the percentage of formal, the percentage of informal is sort of a different calculus for everyone. And I think having an understanding of that is where we're missing. See, I think that's what we're really missing, is the conversation about the calculus. And then then we get upset about it because our house isn't organized or our house isn't exactly the way that we want it to be. Yet we haven't really done the exercise of building in the elemental components that make it ours and make it special. And regardless of your style, you know, when I'm right now, one of the things that's very interesting right now this week, the showroom ceilings were painted.
Aw.
Now, I know that doesn't sound like super sexy, but it's pretty cool. And I'm going to try to describe for everyone why this is elemental to what we're doing. And this is one of the things I didn't get to talk about and make the jump on last week's show was, when we talk about creating a new showroom experience that nobody has seen before and why we're doing it, and then how the components of this space play out to reinforce that, it is 100% exactly what you should be trying to do in your own home. And if you're not, I did say on last week's show, that's on you. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a happy home, it's on you. You have a responsibility that if you want to change the dynamic, it has to start with you. And there's a lot of accountability piece that I think gets missed in who's to blame for what these days, right? Like everyone's right. looking to push the blame
right.
for a situation outward. You know, that there's a lot of criticism, but not a lot of self-reflection. That's hilarious to me because that's borderline a national narcissistic tantrum that we're going through right now on a national level. And now it feels like it's international.
Right.
Now it feels like everybody's cranky. Like that's how this feels in this moment this week.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Everyone's cranky. And some people are saying, I understand why it's happening. Some people are even saying there was no other alternative if you wanted to change the dynamic.
Right.
That's what some people are saying. And some people were perfectly fine keeping it as is. Okay. There's a whole class of investor class that was totally cool with everything staying the way that it was, right? And then there's another class of people who are like, we can't continue to survive this way.
Unsustainable.
If this is how this is going to be, right? And so inevitably there was going to be some friction in this discussion. And the reason I bring up the geopolitical, social, economic backdrop is because we don't live in a vacuum. You know, we're right. affected more than ever by all of these outside influences. And so therefore, more than ever, it's a time to begin to look inward to the elements that make a house a home. And when I come back from the break, I want to talk about the specific things we're doing to build our new showroom that are the exact steps you need to follow to unpack that for your definition of home. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And I referenced that Morgan Wallen song, I'm a Little Crazy. And mm-hmm. then it goes on. That's the name of the song. And then the back half of that lyric is, I'm a little crazy, but the world's insane. That's how it feels right now. Like, it just feels like everything's being upended.
Right.
And listen, I know generationally, it's interesting also to put a perspective on it. Like, I always think about, like, okay, think about how people had it, you know, after they bombed Pearl Harbor and the world mobilized for a world war. You know, like, you know, you think about all of these moments that at least over the past 20 years we've sort of lived through. You know, this housing bubble crash, even the before that, the tech bubble crash. I mean, all of the things that we've had to sort of see and live through, and we've survived.
Yeah.
You know, including COVID. I think all of these things from the design coach's chair are things that when I look back at a career north now of 25 years, having had Julie with me, my wife, every step of the way, you know, you look at that and you say, our definition of home and what we tried to create for our families didn't change, even though the world changed around us, right? Mm-hmm. And you had to go through all of those things. Our definition of the things we wanted for our family at an elemental level didn't change.
Right.
And in so many ways, not riding that wave of exterior influence didn't shelter our kids, because we didn't shelter them. But what it did is it made them understand at their core, what they can always count on is that self-reliance to weather the storm. And if nothing else, doesn't a home help you weather a storm? Like, isn't that like one of the main attributes right. of a home is protection?
Both literally physically.
And figuratively? Like, isn't that like where we're landing here today?
Yeah.
Is this concept of of home at its most basic level and its most beautiful. Because there are parts of a home that should just be basic, mm-hmm. and things should just work. You should have a roof. That's a great start, right? Yeah. There's just basic parts of a home, and then there's the parts that make it unique and beautiful.
You buy a house, and then you make it a home.
Well, in our experience at the Design Coach has been, we help you with that entire arc. And then just to take it one step further, we don't just help you like design it beautifully. We help you live beautifully within it. Mm-hmm. That's a whole, that is the part of what we're doing at the Design Coach that is making us a complete anomaly. We're having very different conversations, and it manifests itself this way. And before I get to talking about the showroom and why the showroom is going to be this sort of cathedral to quality and living better.
It's your work home.
Cathedral, lowercase c, before everybody gets all bent out of shape. Okay, just, it's not a religion. Okay, but you know what I'm saying? Don't send me mail on that.
Mail?
Yeah, they do. I've got mail.
Email or actual mail?
No, I'd never get real mail. That's okay. Weird. That's weird.
I was going to say.
Okay.
Carrier pigeon. Although, yeah. No smoke signal.
Yeah, no. Email, yes. I'm not that old. Anyway.
It's funny you say that because I say that during my show like 10 times.
It was just,
Don't send me mail.
It was interesting. I was trying to think about, you know, we're doing this marketing campaign for 2025 that really begins to illustrate the differentiator of what we're trying to achieve at the Design Coach, and we're getting really close to promoting it. And it boils down to the fact that even in our industry in interior design, we believe that 2025 is going to be a disruptive year for not just our industry, but so many industries. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about tariffs. I'm talking about just the way people do business. And whether that's the use of AI or that's, you know, upending of the norms of the way people normally do business, the focus should then always be, how are you serving and servicing the customer? That's elemental, right? That's the elemental piece. Like, is the move you're making in the best interest of the customer?
Like, right? Moving forward.
To give them lift, because ideally the best businesses lift your life in some way. And I've talked about this quite a bit with my team. You know, do individual team members up and down the line, are they providing lift or drag? Right? Mm-hmm. That's big.
It is.
You know, and you can pretty much make a determination right away. You know, is your pace, your posture, your process creating lift or drag? And ideally, you know, I think that's at an elemental level, you know, when you look at your kids and you're like, you're making my job as a mom or as a parent harder when you do this, right? Mm-hmm. Or even when it's spouse to spouse, right? Like, hey, you make my job exponentially harder when you act this way. Are you giving me lift or are you creating drag? And it's in that context that as we talk about this concept of home, it is our belief that your home should give you lift in as many ways as possible. And if there's too much drag, then it's in the design of the home.
Right.
It either doesn't fit or it doesn't work. So it either doesn't fit and feel or it doesn't work and function. It's really as easy as those two categories.
And what works for one person isn't necessarily going to work for you.
Right. However, if you haven't fixed the things that work or don't work, it doesn't really matter whether it fits.
Right.
Because then you are always fighting the function, regardless of the beauty.
Right.
Okay. You can say that about people as well. Well, it doesn't matter.
This is true.
It just doesn't matter. If they're going to make your life harder and it doesn't work, and it doesn't work, it really doesn't matter.
How pretty they are.
It doesn't really matter. Okay. And I know that is, there's no fat on that. Nope. Okay. There's no fat on that comment. That is 100% truthful.
NFOT.
And if you'd like to have a started by conversation, just email me and I'll tell you. I got lots of stories. Mm-hmm. But I will say that as you embark on this, you know, is your home giving you lift? A showroom right? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna make this analogy to the lowercase cathedral. You know, you should, you know, when I go into my church, I want to walk out with a better understanding, a deeper connection, and a lift on some level.
Right.
I think that's important to me because I feel like it's a time for me to quiet my mind. It's a time for me to connect, and it's a time for me to reflect. And I don't know how often we're actually doing that. And I'm not advocating that you need organized religion to necessarily do that. That's not where I'm going with this. I'm just saying that that works for me. What I am saying is that exercise, regardless of where you are on this spectrum of lowercase religion, right, that the stewardship of your home needs to be a priority if you want it to give you lift.
Right.
It doesn't just happen. And in our rush to want to have our lives be on automatic so that we're not inconvenienced, because this is really what this is. I mean, you know, we've become really on so many levels pretty petulant about waiting, about, you know, not everything can be drop shipped. Everything that I want should be affordable.
Uh-huh.
Everything I think I deserve should be at my fingertips. And that's not how great things are ever achieved.
It's not easily. How it works. Right.
In the history of man, okay, like that's never been the case that it's been that anything of consequence has been made easy.
Mm-mm.
In fact, it's the lessons learned through the journey of building and creating your home to give it lift that you actually begin to realize the things you need and the things that you could live without that at one time you couldn't even imagine that.
Right.
I mention this because when I start to speak to clients these days, we're having some, like I mentioned before and I've mentioned over the past few shows, we're having some very different kinds of conversations. Talked about that conversation about how do I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had that said back to me last week. My client's like, okay, I'm looking at this floor plan. How do I want to live? It literally came out of her mouth. Now, I don't know if she listened to the show or not. It doesn't really matter. All I know is that was the right mindset.
Right.
Because that's exactly what I've been talking about on the radio for weeks now. And she really looked at the floor plan as though she was walking in it, right? And then it was started to create the sort of mini micro moments of, okay, so it's 5 o'clock and I've come back from work and where am I going to go? I'm going to go there. Oh, that's too far. Like that room's too far from that room. Can we push that? Cause I want to go here. And then I typically go here and I like that routine. She was making the house we were designing and planning lift her lifestyle. And maintain some of the favorite parts about what she defines as home. Conversely, then, the conversation came up about whether or not they needed a formal dining room, which I've been talking about forever, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
If a room is unused, it's because you haven't designed it for any purpose that really fits your life.
Right.
The one of the biggest tragedies in your home beyond neglect of maintenance,
okay,
and the bail to disposable furniture. Those are the two really big ones. The other one is wasted space.
Right.
Unused space means unused lifestyle potential. I'm going to say that again. Unused or misappropriated space means unused lifestyle potential. What could this really be? And what they decided was like so emblematic of our process at the Design Coach, which is like, if it doesn't mean anything to you and it's superfluous, it shouldn't exist.
Right.
You know, like rooms shouldn't be aspirational. Rooms should be, I'm going to use it for this reason and I'm going to love that. Not, I hope to do more of that.
Maybe this will inspire or encourage me to do it. And then no, it doesn't.
I find that that's not usually the case.
Never, never.
You know, it's like all of a sudden just because you've built a garden shed doesn't mean you're going to garden. You probably already like to garden and need a shed.
Right.
In other words, the behavior is the driver.
Right. The shed's not going to make you garden.
Yeah, I mean, right? Like, oh, you know, we built a tennis court on the property. We thought that that would be cool. We don't even play. No, I mean, I'm just letting you know. Like, these are the things that my industry allows to happen because they're not having the right kinds of conversations. And our push for 2025 is going to be a little bit of a disruptive posture in we're asking the wrong questions and we're not having the right kinds of conversations. So again, at the risk of having you hold on for another two segments in this show, I will eventually get to why the showroom will be this cathedral to the lift of your life as it relates to interiors. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And huge shout out to Laser Electric, our sponsor, our new sponsor.
Laser Electric Supply and Lighting Gallery. I have a comment.
Yes, you in the front.
Yes. The lady that you were talking about in the last segment about how she literally like, okay, I walk through the house and I do the, I'm going to need her name and number because I think she's my long lost sister. That's exactly what I'm doing.
She's
I don't have a floor plan. I have the actual house and I'm walking through it going, okay, so when I get home from work, I'm going to come in here. Like we're having this huge discussion about where to put this downstairs bathroom.
But I've never had more, the word I'm going to use is pithy. It's substantial.
Okay.
I've never been having more substantial conversations with clients than we're having right now.
Right.
And it's interesting. It wasn't just her. It was, you have this family, and I have lots of families like this. I don't just have one family. I have multiple families who are trying to do big things.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really matter. When I say big things, it can be relative. You know, what's big to some people might not be as big to another, but it's still in their world big.
Big for them.
And you have to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm acknowledging that's a big deal to them. Okay, even though it might not be the largest project that we're working on, it doesn't matter. It's a big deal to them, and it matters. And you should treat it that way. You have to understand that as a service provider, that if you're going to have multiple points of entry for certain size clients, that it's their project's a big deal regardless of size.
Yeah.
What I loved was this family's trying to do a really big thing. And really big things are hard, and really big things cause stress. And I do come into a fair amount of situations. They are not the only client. In fact, I don't know. It seems like that's our calling card, that we're walking into these very stressful, broken situations where the family's really trying to communicate about what they want, and the service providers are not laying the foundation for lift.
Mm-hmm.
They're not laying the foundation for lift, which they're definitely not collaborative. Because collaborative does lift, it comes to consensus. Collaboration should lead to consensus and some sort of outcome that works.
Right.
But when I saw us get rid of that one room and they said, you know what, gosh, do we really need a dining room? And then I heard the husband come in and say, oh, that it'd be so great to just be in the den off the kitchen and let's just move the family room. We don't really need the great room for that TV activity.
Right.
I want that to be more intimate. And it was interesting, like the functional exercise of just walking them through it on paper. I mean, we're talking like way, way, way before you'd even dig any hole in the ground.
Right.
But envisioning them walking through the home and living and having a day or a week or a month to sort of figure out what does Christmas look like, and then reverse engineer what Christmas might look like to this big party that they have in the summer, and then what does Tuesday in March look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what does just a random Wednesday rainy evening look like for us?
Right,
when we can't really go outside, but we want this. All of that has been. I can say this, it hits deep. When I see them get it, and I see the lift, and I see the stress melt, and I see the enthusiasm spike, and I see the aha moment there's a function of the lift that we're creating for them. That's now something I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
I just want people to stop dragging everybody down and create lift. Okay? If we were all hyper-focused and obsessed with lift, you'd get it if you provided it. And if you're not, have you really communicated that you needed it? I did that this week. I literally sat my team down. I said, I need the following things. And I just laid it out.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to do me and I got to do this, and I got to pivot to a million things during the week, and I gotta, because I do, I am needed in a lot of different places. I heard Simon Sinek say, said, you know, when you become a leader, you don't get to do less work.
Right.
When you become a leader, have to do more work. And the definition of a leader is making sure you take care of people within your care. And in my, under my leadership, I have to care for my people and for my clients. That doesn't mean I get to do less work. It just means I get to do different kind of work, And therefore, I need the lift from my team to be able to do what I do.
Right.
I specifically requested that in some specific areas. And I will tell you, the response was incredible. And it allowed me to understand where certain team members were at with that. In other words, collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn this in your own home. If you're not expressing the lift you need, because a lot of people internalize, you know this, we don't use our words.
Right.
You know, like if you're confrontationally adverse, you know, you might keep hearing from your kids, why are you yelling at me? And you're talking in the tone that I'm talking now.
Right.
Oh, when I yell, you'll know it. Right. But these days, if you talk just like with conviction, they think it's yelling.
Right. And you're not listening to the message.
You're listening to the tone.
Right. And the tone has nothing to do with the message sometimes.
And the messy, messed up words that we come to this altar of collaboration, like we all bring our junk. The job is to not look at the junk and say, I can't use any of this. The job is to say, what can I use?
And how can I put it all together?
Do you understand, guys, that that's lift?
Mm-hmm.
Lift isn't judging the things you can't use.
Right.
Because there's a lot that you can't use. Because a lot of it's laced with junk. Your job is to glean through all of that and find the one, two, the three things that you can build around to give your home and your life lift. For Julie and I, that lift started with our family. We just knew these three knuckleheads under our care... Right? That we were just going to create a standard and an operating procedure that helped them understand that we loved them, but that we were going to prepare them and that we were going to challenge them and that we were going to nurture them and that they weren't always going to like what we had to say, but we were going to make our case too. And all we asked in return was make your case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's collaboration. Make your case. I really do believe that if Julie and I really sat down, I don't think we've ever really talked about this, but if we sat down and talked about it, it was like, you know, we just had a standard operating procedure that was sometimes spoken and unspoken, but we were always open to, the door was never closed to the collaboration with our kids, but that collaboration didn't mean that we bent.
Right.
On the standards. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So, I'll listen to you.
And so the same is true for your home.
But that's exactly right.
You can collaborate, but you have standards within the quality of your home. And the minute you start to bring things into that space that are not of quality, that don't fit, that break down, that don't last, that don't work, then that's when your home becomes a drag. And unfortunately, our homes are a huge driver of how we feel about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
They just are, because they are what I've always said they are, which is an outward projection of the way that we live. That's what our homes are. They're a snapshot of our what we value,
right,
at any given time.
Right.
Not what we can afford, but what we value. Okay. Which doesn't mean you have to separate the cosmetic from the substantive, okay? And in this lift, I'm asking you to go really elemental, but the first thing I'm asking for is for you to have the conversation. And that's where I want to begin the conversation about the showroom. The thought behind what we're doing could have gone a very different direction. It could have gone very traditional and very, what I'm going to call, affected. I could have said, let's have multiple styles of furniture on the sales floor. Let's be able to show people lots of different styles of things. Let's have it be a display like most furniture showrooms are. You know, okay. They're trying to provide as many options as their sales floor can accommodate to be able to attract as many customers as possible to be able to buy something. Okay.
Right.
That's the trick in retail. Walk out with something, right? So you try to find out your product mix. You try to figure out what that looks like. That's not what we're selling at the Design Coach with at the Vault.
Right.
We're going to use coaching, knowledge, and teaching as what you get in our experience. Because everyone's trying to sell you something. I don't want to just give you a fish. I want to teach you how to fish.
I was going
to
say the tools to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. What I want to do is I want to help you help you. And if I can do that, right, whether that's on the service side or that's on the workshop side, I don't really care as long as I'm helping. Because the one thing that I realized is when I saw the stress and I'm seeing the stress lifted from our clients' lives because of the activities of our team, that is an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah.
And you did it through people, you did it through process, you did it through passion, and you did it through creativity. But you're seeing the stress level evaporate. And that's what helps people do big things, is when you many hands make light work. But that only works if you're working. Okay. Well,
and if you're not overwhelmed. You got to give them the tools to sort out the feelings, sort out the thoughts, sort out the plan.
Sort out but the more importantly, the lift comes from the action. See, what I'm finding is, and you know this from just anybody who's in corporate America knows this, meeting upon meeting upon meeting upon meeting, where you talk about working and you talk about strategy, and then you all look around and you're like, yeah, well, who's going to do the strategy? That happens. I mean, they've talked about this. Like, there are days people in corporate America can't get any work done because they're on phone calls all day talking about the work.
Yeah.
Which is, like, make meetings matter, first of all. Make them matter. Make them deliverable focused. So this is where we're at with clients and the lift. We don't just come up with strategies for finer living. We're coming up with strategies and then action items that support the strategy.
You don't table the conversation till the next meeting. We're going to talk about the strategy, and then 100%. The next time we're going to talk about how to get there.
No, and then meeting from meeting, did we advance the strategy?
That's accountability.
Did we advance the strategy?
Right.
Not did we reinvent it. Did we advance the strategy? Did you advance the signature? Did you advance the cause? And when we talked about the showroom with the team and we talked about the various things that it should be about, the one thing that we thought it should be about is we wanted people to be able to put themselves in a canvas, a blank canvas, to be able to create the experience of their home and their life without an affected sell from us.
Right.
Our job was to be the ambassador of home for them. And what does that mean? So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and this exciting showroom we're opening up in late spring, early summer of 2025 called The Vault. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Oh, Nancy, welcome back. You've been here the whole time. Welcome back. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sasson. And we're talking about how do you give your life and your home lift. I think it's a great conversation because I feel like it's really important, especially now with everything that's going on around us, that everybody I think right now could use a little lift.
Well, sure. But to me, I mean, I sit here and I listen and I completely understand what you're saying because, again, I'm experiencing this right now. So there's nobody... You know, I get it.
But I think a lot of people are.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have people in their lives that are they don't mean to be a drag. Because sometimes right. I think sometimes people don't know they're being a drag.
Right. They don't know. They don't know any other way to be. So they don't realize it. But this.
Or they're so selfish they don't care.
They just don't care. Right.
Don't rule that out.
This is true.
Yeah.
But this all just goes back to communication. Every single thing. You have to communicate and listen and compromise. I mean, it's just, it's not that hard.
I know, but we are the it's so fascinating to me, and you're totally right, Nancy, but it's so fascinating to me that we go seek out experiences that we just want to plug into,
mm-hmm.
instead of realizing that they're the only species on the planet that can create them.
Right.
Do you guys, are you let that sink in for a little bit, right? We escape our life to go seek experiences to enrich it, because it's easier, I guess, only then to return, right, to then the same place you started.
Right.
When you're the only species on the planet that can actually enrich by creating lift. I mean, you see this play out in, you know, other species on the planet, but it's usually somebody picking bugs out of somebody's hair. You know what I'm saying? or protecting, it's like grooming or protection. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's elemental stuff. Yeah. You understand what I'm talking about, right? that, if a bunch of monkeys wanted to get together and create the Taj Mahal, fantastic. Okay. But they're staying at life support and lift at a very basic level. We're advanced lifters.
Mm-hmm.
Advanced lifters with our understanding of science, with our understanding of right technology, with our, like, we should be in the business of lifting every day 24/7.
Right.
Yet we're not. I want to be in the business of the design coach of providing max lift. And if I'm not, then I'm going to look at what I did that I didn't create that, because I'm not saying that at the design coach, our team is perfect or we're perfect or God, my industry is perfect. Not even close. All I'm saying is, were you able to self-correct to then provide lift? See, I think that's all people want. All people want is the honesty to say, I didn't get that right, but I'm going to try to make it right. And I'm going to try to provide lift. I think a lot of people can get behind that. If you have a creative partner or a collaborative partner that doesn't allow you to do that, there's something else going on.
Right.
Right.
So, or they're not the partner for you.
Maybe. Well, and also you have to just decide how many people you want to drag along versus
how many
people you want to provide in your life that have lift. I'm not saying that at times, because here's what's going to happen. At every time in your life, someone's going to drag.
Right.
Because they need you. They need you to pull them.
And
that is a fact, right?
Devil's advocate. No,
but it's a fact. People just need help sometimes,
right?
And then you can nurture them back, and then they can help you create lift. That is a normal part of the empathetic posture of human beings, is to help one another.
Right.
I love that. That's lift in and of itself. But what I'm referring to is this you helping you. This is where this is going, right? You helping you. And what I want to create in this particular showroom is the experience to give you the knowledge and the understanding on how to do that with quality. Because we've been so inundated with the disposable, and that the knowledge has been kind of gatekept,
mm-hmm.
for a reason. And also, we haven't really passed down the concept of home, maybe the way that we should have, which used to be pervasive in the American culture, is the concept of sort of homemaking. But we've made that a dirty word. We've made that a sexist term,
mm-hmm.
and it's not.
No.
Okay, because when you're making a home, it takes everybody in the home to make the home.
Right.
Not just the mom.
Right.
Not just the dad. It takes everybody.
Right.
So this homemaking concept, which has been really, really, I would say, it's really been, I don't know, completely misunderstood and turned into something weird.
Mm-hmm.
This concept of making a home starts with the concept of your understanding of what you want that to look like for you, not for everyone else.
Right.
This showroom experience that we're creating will not be style specific. You will not be going into the design coach and understanding that there's a particular style we're looking to espouse. As such, I painted the entire showroom white. And right now, this beautiful, and I love it because there's this texture to the rafters,
yeah.
and the clear stories that are these, you know, architectural elements that were in factories to let air out.
Right.
Think of them as big channel sky windows, right?
Right.
Skylights that are Well, they're not skylights. They're just, they're huge architectural elements.
Right.
But spraying them white and seeing them go to the sea of texture has like brought them back to life. And it's, the ceiling alone is going to be interesting, mm-hmm. which by the way, plays into everything I've ever said. Don't ignore your ceilings.
Right.
Ceilings can give you lift visually. But what we've been taught is do the ceiling wrong and it makes the room feel small. My, you know what it is? The thing that really gets me is I think we're not only living on the defensive, we're designing on the defensive. We're not designing on offense for us. We're so worried about being judged for how our home looks that we're afraid to make it ours. We're so afraid that it's going to be out of style. We're so afraid that someone's going to judge us for it, that we've stopped realizing that it's your home. You should be doing it to provide the lift you need. You should be designing it, doing it. How do you do home? Do it your way. And because of the way that, again, right, our industry projects out, you know, color of the year, how about picking a color that works in any year? Okay?
Here's a thought, right?
I'm just saying, like, you know, instead of the cheap sofa that you know you can just dispose of, why not buy one of quality that you just recover? It's going to cost you, over the long run, less for a higher quality good.
Right.
So even at its elemental level, this showroom will be a canvas on which we will begin to teach and coach everything from color to quality to coordination as defined by your passion. That is a totally unique experience because, Nancy, what you're doing with your home right now is very different than any mountain modern house that is popular on Instagram right now.
Right.
There's also been this bashing of traditional that's happened over the past 25 years. Traditional has been seen as maximalism, or it's been seen of Joshua Becker, minimalism, or it's been seen as like hyper-consumerism, right? Like it's been railed upon. You know, more is bad.
Mm-hmm.
More's not bad if it's the right kind of more.
Right. And if it's the more okay. you want.
And less isn't more if it's love.
Right.
Okay. Less love isn't more. Okay, so what are we talking about here? What we're talking about today is we're talking about the fact that the design coach is about to embark on opening up a showroom that will be almost like a university to teach quality design and a quality expression of you, regardless of your style. Let's figure out you and let's get you lift through this experience. When we talk about the liquor labs, or we talk about the cooking workshops, or we talk about the table setting and the floral and the holiday decorating and the entertaining workshops, we talk about home maintenance workshops and entrepreneurial workshops. I mean, all of that in this experience is going to happen because what we're looking for is as many connection points and as many touch points with customers and clients that create lift. Sharing the knowledge, the wisdom,
right,
is the void right now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be the smartest kid in the room, but they're not the most wise. I mean, it's so backward that you have people claiming that, like I said two shows ago, they made the mess and then they're arrogant enough to tell you they're the only ones qualified to clean it up. How crazy is that?
Right. It's inviting the...
You created the mess, and in some instances, consciously and knowingly created the mess, then you're arrogant enough to say you're the only ones that can fix it. And listen, I could be talking about food. I could be talking about politics.
Right.
I could be talking about lots of industries right now where that's been the pervasive attitude. Under the illusion, right? Sometimes of flag. Okay? Mm-hmm. Say what you want. I know Walmart has cheap stuff. They've also decimated thousands of downtowns.
Right. Right.
We can have that discussion. Let's have that discussion. Let's have that discussion. Is that better? Is it not better? Right?
Right.
I will tell you, in some ways it's better and in some ways it's way worse. And so we need to start having the discussion come back to the elemental parts of life and the things we bring into our lives that create lift. And the one thing that we know is constant is quality on all levels.
Sure. Yeah.
This cathedral to quality that I talk about, that is going to be a real focal point in the new showroom. It knows no bounds. You could apply quality to every aspect of your life and your home. You just have to have two things, a will and a way.
Yeah.
And our job is to help you find both. The confidence level that I see in clients when they're able to really figure it out for themselves is that's such a lift for me, because it goes beyond me picking a fabric or a color or the right sofa.
Yeah.
Or the right table. Like it goes to literally design changes lives and improves lives. Yep. We keep seeking those things externally. You know, why do we love amusement parks?
Right. I don't know.
Sometimes the thrill, sometimes the experience, sometimes the distraction, the diversion.
Right.
Okay. We got to find a way to pack that happiness that we're seeking externally. We got to find a way to pack that in our home. And it only comes from an understanding of quality. Every day. We settle for cheap because we kind of think it's all we can afford. I don't think you can afford to live cheaply.
Mm-mm.
Because I think in some instances, it's actually killing us. And I don't mean maybe physically, but that probably is true too. Okay? But it's killing our creative spirit, living inconvenience. Because great things are never created quickly. Things of quality are never created to be inexpensive. That gets back to the value conversation you and I were having 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Cost versus value. So we're fed convenience, we're fed low cost. As the underpinnings of this degradation of our understanding of quality, and we've allowed it. As you move through your Sunday, I want you to take a little bit of time to reflect on your definition of home. And I don't want you to think about what anybody else thinks of it. Like, you know, definitely not what your parents think. Definitely not what your neighbor thinks. Definitely not what your sister and brother think. Okay? Don't go sibling. Try to figure out your definition of home and how you can seek out quality inward instead of outward. Anyway, thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 961. Have a great day, everybody. You've been coached.